Hey everybody, it's Michelle. Just a heads up, as I always do, to tell you what this week's episode is all about. First of all, today is International Women's Day, so I am sending you my heartfelt wishes, hugs, and all the good positive vibes for this beautiful day to you wherever you are in the world from where I am here in Pensacola. This is also a special kickoff because this is the first of my new profile for the podcast, called my Standout Women series. This is where I'll be profiling past clients, current clients, future clients, and women who are standing out, putting themselves out there with their businesses, building brands of impact, and of course, income to do really big things in the world. They'll tell us their secrets, their strategies, their backstories, their lessons, all the things so we can really learn and be empowered from these women and their stories and what they are doing now that we can apply to our own businesses and brands. So my guest today is a client I worked with about a year and a half ago, and she is here today to tell us all about what she does. She's working full-time in a corporate role as a brand and marketing VP, but she also has for several years a side business where she helps women executives, CMOs, especially in the marketing niche, build their personal brands and executive presence. And just this past year, she hosted a 100-person event. So she's going to tell us exactly how she did it, how she overcame some limitations, how she leveraged it on social media, and is going to be actually hosting this event yearly now. Right after we worked together, she had a TEDx talk. So she really leveraged all what she was doing, built a presence on LinkedIn, and then had the calling to do an in-person event, which if you listen to last week's episode, this is something that is really near and dear to my heart and where I will be going more so this year and in my business. So you'll hear what she has to say about the power of connection and community. And we couldn't be more on the same page. So I know you'll really love in this short, but very jam-packed episode, learning all about my guest and how she, who is also a personal brand strategist, is leveraging personal branding for the greater good. So with that being said, let's jump right into it. Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. As a certified personal brand and PR strategist, speaker, and author, I'm here to empower you to put yourself out there so you can find clarity, build visibility, and grow your industry authority. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode. I'm your host, Michelle B. Griffin, the brand therapist, and I'm thrilled to be back and introduce today a new series that I'm really excited to highlight amazing women. I'm calling this my Standout Women series. You know, this podcast is all about helping standout women really get out there with their personal brands. Today, you're going to be thrilled to learn about a former client of mine, a colleague in the personal branding space. She's going to tell us all about her journey the last 2.5 years, I think, since we worked together. That's, and she has been doing tremendous things. So welcome to the show, Shermalyn Sidoti John.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, it's so good to catch up. I mean, I know we see each other in the feeds of LinkedIn, but it's been a while since we talked. So for those who have not met you yet, tell us exactly who you are, what you do, and whom you help.
My name is Shermalyn, like Michelle said, from beautiful St. Lucia, mama of two amazing kids. I'm a global marketing leader by day, but I'm also a personal brand strategist. I help amazing women in marketing, those high achievers who are brilliant at what they do, but feel like they need to leverage their personal brand to bulletproof their career success in a way that feels good, in a way that amplifies their influence and impact, but brings back value to the organizations that they work for, the communities they are part of.
And I know when you and I worked together, it must have been the summer 2022. You've been and still are very active in the Facebook space with that group and everything. And you came to me because you really wanted to lean into LinkedIn. And boy, have you done that. So let's go back to that journey. I just kind of want to highlight that. And then I want to talk about the entire journey. You got some clarity. You started getting really good and clear and really well-defined and just sharing your insights on LinkedIn.
kind of narrowed into more of a lane. And then you had something really big happen last fall. So tell us your story. We want to hear all about it.
So, I mean, just so persons get an understanding of who I am, I worked within the marketing and communication space for over 10 years. And when I thought I had started my dream role at another company, I was made redundant. We know in marketing, this is something that happens. And the thing is, Michelle, I did not have a backup plan. And that wasn't just my story. It was a story of so many other persons within the organization. So I decided, you know what? I wanted to pivot, you know, but most importantly, it was important to take ownership of your career in a way that's free from being laid off, a pandemic, you know, become that marketing driver for your career. So I rebranded into a personal brand strategist, basically leveraging all the experience that I have already acquired, building brilliant brands, global brands around the world. But I wanted to do it in a way that I could give back, serve others, so that as a marketing leader, you understand that, you know, it's important to have your career, but leverage that personal brand that you already have in a way that continues to propel you forward. So exactly what I did for myself, I started doing it for others. And last year, I took this audacious move. Yes, you know, I had already done the TED Talk, which you had helped me, you know, bring out my message. But I decided that the best way as a leader for persons to see the value that you bring to your table, your thought leadership, is creating your event, inviting other executives, you know, to come into your space where other persons could learn from, but you could really hone in your craft and teach others. So I created this event called Impactus, where I targeted the most influential executives in St. Lucia to be a part of the panel discussion. And I invited women in leadership in St. Lucia to come to this event. And I really, you know, gave them an opportunity to learn about what it entails to elevate your executive presence and influence as a leader in a way that creates future leaders and sustainable organizations. And let me tell you, it was an amazing experience. 100 plus women came in to learn and take them to the next level and to thrive. Impactus was brilliant. It was wholesome, but it was a way to give back and let women executives and women in marketing know it's okay to build your career, but it's also important to do these things, help mold future leaders. That's what Impactus was about. But contribute towards the organization, because we don't put the you in our careers. And that's so important.
I'm going to unpack so much of what you said, because there's two big things that I want to pull out from there. First of all, that is right. I forgot to even highlight, because I'm glad you did, your TEDx talk that you did summer 2022. Remember you brought to me, you're like the careerpreneur. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. You've got to lean into that. And boy, you did. And then got that TEDx talk, which I'll link in the show notes because it was phenomenal. You did an amazing job. And that just kind of is what your whole brand positioning is and for women. And then, so a year later, you decided maybe even like, I guess, when did you start deciding you wanted, and what gave you the idea? I want to know more about this event thing, because I'm all about connection and community. Yeah. And, you know, and we need it more than ever. You're going to hear me say this all the time. In the age of AI, automation, we are craving connection. We're drowning in information and we need connection even after the pandemic on top of that too, right? So tell us about what gave you that idea and how did that TEDx talk launch you into other things?
So to be honest, you know, when you're building your personal brand strategy, you have to lean and leverage what you're amazing at. Speaking to connections, my connections are best, you know, for video like we're doing now, or when I'm interacting one-on-one with people and my clients. I have the greatest impact. So I knew there was a need right now for leaders to really understand how to take ownership of what's really great at what they do and leverage that into their careers, you know, whatever that career path looks like for you, either to grow within the organization, either to grow within your industry or to pivot completely. So I was like, the best way that persons could actually feel, you know, your presence, they could learn, they could take in, because feedback from persons, my clients as well. They love my energy, but they also love the information that I bring in a way that's relatable. So I was like, you're doing this audacious thing and creating an event to bring one, those women in leadership who needed you, who really needed to get to the next step, but weren't sure how, and to bring in decision makers into that role as well. So it was twofold. They could learn from them, those executives at the highest level, to let them understand, you know what? I'm an everyday person like you, but here's what I've done to thrive. To bring those leaders into their role. Let us understand that becoming a personal brand or thought leader really stems from your stories in your head. But the thing is, Michelle, I had done corporate events for years for global brands like HBO, etc., for years within my role as a marketing leader. So really and truly, I was just leveraging everything that I have done and learned, take it to a next level. But the thing is, sometimes we doubt ourselves, you know, imposter syndrome. And I was like, no, you've done this for years. You've done it for the highest level. It's time to package everything that you've done from an event point of view. You know exactly what you want this event to look and feel like. Just do it. And that's exactly what I did.
I love that. You really leaned into your personal brand, just as you've said here, but you're constantly PYOTing, putting yourself out there, propelling. That's like number 7 in my framework, because you did the X thing, which is kind of like for you to get your message out, but then you really want to spread that in a bigger way. And events are such an important way. So we know we need to leverage what we're good at.
Yes.
Okay. And how it can impact others. You did feel that imposter syndrome, but tell us a little bit about the nitty gritty.
So it did take months of planning. You cannot do this if you don't have a proper plan in place. So I did a plan. I decided my first thing was, okay, so what problem I really want to solve for the persons coming into my event? Based on that, I decided what the theme should be. It took a little while because, you know, as marketers, we get in our head. Mm-hmm. I realized that that was a trending theme. So that's what I was going with. Then I decided, Michelle, which brands that I wanted to work with. The importance of leveraging your network. I had already built a powerful network from being a marketing leader for so many years. So I decided the brands that aligned with my values, but most importantly, based on their own corporate social responsibilities and what they wanted to accomplish, I realized that they too would benefit from aligning with myself. And that's how I got some of the biggest brands in St. Lucia, Coca-Cola, Grace Kennedy, Insurance. Align, Coca-Cola was actually my platinum sponsor for the event because they had just launched a business accelerator program encouraging small business owners within St. Lucia and the region to up-level their skills. So it means that by tapping into impactors, it tied in with their whole value and vision for branding and fostering entrepreneurship within the region. So I was very intentional about the brands that I wanted to partner with for this event. The marketing had to be excellent. It had to be relatable. So it tapped into the emotions of persons I knew that wanted to come to the event. They wanted to take it to the next level, but they didn't understand why. And I tapped into businesses who I knew would benefit from the visibility, but also align with their broader picture. So that's how I leveraged the sponsorship. My executives who form part of the panel discussion, because for me, I knew I would have been leading the workshop, but the lessons from those executives was important. The lessons that they've acquired over the years. Once you've shattered the glass ceiling, how do you thrive? I knew persons would be interested in that story. So the panel discussion was centered around that, but it was relatable. It's important to build a network and leverage it and use them. 90% of my marketing was social media. I did do traditional, but 90%. Why? Because we need to understand how to leverage our personal brands as women in leadership online. And the benefits it could bring. So it was teaching, you know, while doing as well. So I had the idea and all of that, but 3 months of going hard. So I developed a 100-day plan. You know, it's just like a go-to-market strategy, like we learn in marketing. Mm-hmm. And then I planned it out. And every week I took steps, you know, build the momentum, build the excitement. And I kid you not, the last week of the event, I had to close registration. I could have surpassed it, but for me, to be true on brand, it had to be personal, impactful. I wanted persons to feel every ounce of what I was teaching, so I capped it.
Congratulations. I didn't realize you had those major sponsors. I know you shared the video with me, which I'll put in the show notes, but that's tremendous. You know, in my previous role, that's what I did. I managed a team where we put on a 2,000-person conference in Orlando every year, and I know the work involved.
Yes.
Like, for you to work full-time with kids,
yes,
and, you know, have clients on the side, plus this, you're just like a superwoman. So congratulations. But let's talk about the impact that it's made. And the impact on you, that's what a standout woman is. You know, someone who's visible, who's out there making valuable connections and sharing their expertise for transformation, not just for themselves, for their business or community, for their clients, for the world in general. And that's what it sounds like this event did.
Michelle, for me, that's the true reward, because
yes,
women walk, because of the networking and the information sharing and the vulnerability, we have a couple of women who left the event with other executives reaching out to them for future jobs. We had women who, just from coming to the event, implemented some of the strategies, got promoted. I kid you not. For me, that is the win. That is the win. The messages on how that transformation was supposed to happen within such a short space of time, it shows the power of for women in leadership in bringing in persons who are not as far ahead as you are and mentoring them and molding them and helping realize their goals within a shorter space of time. So your wins, your failures, helping them learn from it, accelerate their success. And that's what I hope to accomplish in Impactus. I believe in amplifying our influence as women and maximizing our impact. And that's what it did.
You're the second or third personal brand strategist over the course of this podcast and, you know, 80-something episodes that I've had on. And people might wonder, why would you have someone in your space on? Because that's the thing. When we own our lane, there is no competition. We are in our own narrow lane that we have defined and out there for purpose and impact. And I couldn't be happier for you, Shermalyn, because, you know, you getting those women in there will just spread and snowball. And they're going to just keep paying it forward. And that's the whole reason why I rebranded my consultancy to Stand Out Women, to help other women, not just the cliche of lifting other women up, but just being that guide, the mentor and guide that can say, hey, I know this. I've been there. I've learned that. Let me show you the way. And then you just keep behind the wheels, just keep doing that to bring everyone forward. For me, it's a movement, you know, not just a name.
It is a movement. Yeah. And, you know, I just want to add that if as women marketing leaders, I'm speaking to you right now, my executives, my leaders, if you want to attract and retain top talent, you need to be the mentee of choice. At that level, you are already brilliant at what you do. That's why you're a chief marketing officer. That is why you are VP of marketing of communications. You are already brilliant at what you do. If you really want to create an impact within your industry, create a legacy for future leaders, this is the way you do it. Your team members within your organization, if you continue to lead in that way, in a way that creates that impact with purpose, they're going to look up to you because you have become the marketer, the executive that they aspire to be, Michelle. You know what you're doing?
I couldn't have said it better myself. You just nailed it. And, you know, you're being the mentee, but you're making them the hero. We're making them the star. And isn't that what we need in this world? And that's how you and I both practice personal branding. It's not about me, me, me. Look at me, how great. It's look at me. I'm here to help you, to take you to a better place and show you the way so you don't have to make the mistakes I did or lessons, right? So that is why you're on the show, because you're an amazing personal brand strategist, woman executive, standout woman. So thank you for that. So tell us what's next. You've had phenomenal success the last couple of years. Well, throughout your career, you know, you're working full time and having your side business. You had this amazing event. Will the event be back?
So I'm definitely doing it again in November. But as a build up to the event, I really want to continue to share my message, my teaching, my learnings. So from a personal point of view, it's important as a marketing leader to get to be on more stages where you get to share your insights. Now, my journey may be different to somebody else, but getting into conferences to express your thoughts, your views, it's a great way to continue to share your message and for other persons to learn from you. So this year, I've set a goal to at least do 2 international conferences, plus my event in November. And I'm going to continue with my training and mentorship of particularly women in marketing.
That's where you're the guide. I mean, you're in that niche and I couldn't be happier for you. I love that you have PR and visibility in that, because as part of the work I do with positioning, personal branding, PR, visibility, you know, getting on podcasts, stages, LinkedIn lives, you know, all the ways to amplify that message is so key, especially in the age of social media, which is important. But I also feel like social media is changing so much where the reach is down. So you have to own it. Part of owning that lane.
Everybody's path might be different. The most important thing is sharing your knowledge and making an impact. So my goal, my journey may be different to yours, and that's fine.
Absolutely. You're owning that lane. And as you said earlier, you're leveraging your gifts, and yours was, you know, in-person connection and events. Someone else could do a lunch and learn at work, write a newsletter, get on LinkedIn. There's so many ways, and we're so fortunate in this day and age, there's so many ways to get that message out there for free, you know, internally, externally, industry-wide, you name it. So I salute you, and I can't wait to hear about it. Only wish I was closer to attend. Maybe I'll have to find an excuse to go down there. So before we close out today's episode, what is one nugget of wisdom, actionable item on what we're talking about today that you would suggest for women listening to take action and get out there?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. We take that for granted. We don't know everything. And what I've learned sometimes, we need someone to pull the ideas out of us because we get into our head. Asking for help doesn't mean that you're lesser of a person. It means that you're courageous enough to know that this is where I'm strong in. This is where the gap exists. I need to bridge that gap to take me to the next level. Michelle, that is what I had to do. And it has worked. That's how I found you. I realized that I had a gap on LinkedIn. I found you. I wanted to level up. Don't be afraid to ask for help in the area that you know you need to work on to take you to the next level, period. And once you get that help, implement it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Otherwise, we stay hidden, held back, and feeling hopeless on the sidelines, getting nowhere. So tell us where we can find more and follow you, Shermalyn.
Absolutely. You could find me on LinkedIn, Shermalyn S. John. You could find me on Facebook, Shermalyn Sidoni John. And on Instagram, I am Shermalyn S. John.
You're just such a lesson to recap. You know, your lesson, ask for help, be a guide, be a mentor. Your personal brands are here to not only impact you, but really most importantly, to step out and impact others, which indirectly helps you, your industry, your company, all the things. You just completely embody what a standout woman is. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Shermalyn. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Michelle. Always a pleasure to be in your company.
Well, until next week, everybody, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. I'll catch you next week. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Are you ready to get visible and build your personal brand? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get unstuck and get going today. And until next time, thanks for listening.